Jen Shaw.
I'm Kate O'Reilly. You're listening to XOXO
JK,
a show about good stuff, real stuff, funny stuff. This week, we take a deep dive into hair.
I love hair so much.
It was a weird one to say. Usually it's like a subject.
Yeah.
But that is a subject, but it's just a very short word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hairstyles.
So we're going to talk about best and worst hairstyles we've had, bangs, how often you cut your hair, coloring, when that inevitably starts, body hair.
Oh, that's a good one.
Men's hair. What you're attracted to, what you're not.
Girl, other I got a things. Lot to say about all this.
Man buns?
I got a lot to say.
So let's start with you.
Okay.
Best and worst hair of all time. We have covered some of the, you know, it kind of goes along with telling your history. Mm-hmm. What hair did you have at the time, right?
It's true. So, well, I feel like there's a few things I need to uncover with you. Like as a child, I had a mushroom haircut most of my childhood. So think like,
oh, really?
Like, yeah, like a bowl cut, Dorothy Hamill.
Dorothy Hamill.
Uh-huh. And so people often thought I was a boy, which was
really
amazing. Yes. I remember like being in like third or fourth grade and I was wearing girl clothes and I had that haircut and I held a door open for an elderly man and he said, "Thank you, son."
Oh, and you're like,
yes. I was like, what? Okay. So then I got a perm, home permanent, Ogilvy home perm from my mother.
Gosh, your mom did it?
Yeah. And then finally we realized that was a bad idea. So the worst haircut I ever had was in seventh grade. And my hairstylist at the time, I used to go to her house. She would do my hair there.
A tricky year, even if we're all bald.
Yeah.
Seventh grade.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
On the left side, it was chin length. this is the late 80s.
Whatever. I'm laughing because I think we may have.
Yeah,
had the
on
same
the right side, it was like past the shoulder.
Oh, whoa.
And then I had mall bangs as well.
Wow.
And a perm.
Asymmetrical with mall bangs?
And a crusty perm.
Amazing. That's
she
a
was
lot.
Like, she talked me into it. She was like, "This is all the rage." I was like, "Let's do it." And it's like gonna live forever in my seventh grade yearbook photo.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So same.
Really?
Oh, but tell. Okay. So let's do worst. Well, so I think that was my worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I never really had. I did have mall bangs for 1 year, but they weren't that
only
big.
1 year. Mall bangs was an epidemic. Like that's a thing that lasted a decade.
Comedians stopped telling jokes about mall bangs.
Yeah. Like. Fifth grade. I mean, it was like up. Fifth grade on mall bangs.
Yeah, I had the skater haircut, which I was what I called it, which was asymmetrical. Yep. It was shorter on one side, and then it was longer on the one side, like a skater, like clip. But that mine wasn't like dramatically different lengths. But I think I did have a perm, and I actually had used sun in.
Oh yeah,
sun in.
Did your hair turn orange
all summer? So I had like the whole front chunk was blonde.
So it actually went blonde, not orange.
It was pretty blonde.
Wow, because every time I used sun in, my hair would go orange.
Sun in. It was just hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, who knew? It was like such a cool thing.
It was.
And lemon juice, you could use that too.
The girls that would use it, that would make their hair orange, and then they would use self-tanner. So they were just top to bottom. Orange.
God.
Remember self-tanner used to be so bad. It was just like,
yes,
yeah, it was made you look
come
like orange
way.
Magic marker.
Mm-hmm.
Like an Oompa Loompa.
Oompa,
yeah.
Oompa,
so that's Oompa. Probably, you know, my worst Oompa. Hair, but
how old were you with that?
I think I was in seventh grade.
God, why was seventh grade such a like tumultuous time?
Well, you have a little bit more freedom.
Yeah.
And you see other people doing it, but then you don't have the same hair texture as them. And you know, it really is about, people ask me all the time, like, what products do you use? And I'm like, okay, you can't use the same products as me and get the same hair.
Right.
You know, that sort
different
of like,
texture.
I'll tell you what products I use, but it's like, I have really, really weird hair. Like it's really thick and really coarse and super wavy.
Yeah.
And so it's just different. And I've had the same hair for so many years that I know what to do with it.
Yeah.
But I always feel like, I'll tell you, but you're going to be mad at me later because it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so funny. But yeah, there were a few years in there where I wasn't like fully on my hair game.
God, I used to have extensions too. Do you remember this? It was not that long, like a year
ago.
Yeah,
I do. And I didn't know.
Yeah.
You told me, I was like, what? I am so naive to stuff like that.
I took them out a year ago. So I've been a year extension free. And I will tell you, they were really fun to have. Like when I got them, my hair, like I have fine hair, but I have a lot of it. And I could never get it to grow past a certain point, mostly because I would just always cut it. Mm-hmm. And I could never wait it out to like actually grow it out.
Yeah.
So that was kind of one of the things. I was like, I've never had long hair. Like I want to just try it and see. And my hairstylist knew how to do sew-ins. So I had to like go buy hair at Sunny's. Wow. Have you ever been like buying packages of hair is a weird thing to do. Nope. And then I took them and she put them in and I had long hair all of a sudden, like immediately. And it was pretty awesome because I've just never had like that sort of full amount of hair.
And there is something that makes you feel like young.
Prettier-ish. Yeah, it's a weird cultural thing for sure. But it was awesome and it allowed me to grow my hair out. Like, because you don't really cut your hair much when you have those in. I think I trimmed it maybe like once or twice over the course of a year and a half. And that's okay because, you know, your ends aren't your actual ends. So it doesn't break off as much as like when you have your real hair, you mm-hmm. know, and you're styling it and doing stuff. So I was real nervous to take them out, though, because you get so used to having that, you know, you feel what your hair is like. But
there are no, I mean, like the few days before my period are on par with the few days after I get a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I get like sad and mm-hmm. I hate the feeling of having less hair and I hate it. Like
I was nervous about that
connected to it, but I totally get that
I was gonna feel like I didn't have any hair all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And so I transitioned slowly. I left in like one track for a while because I was like, I just don't know if I'm ready to give it all.
Oh, wow.
But
does it get like really irritating after a while?
Yes. I hate it, like, towards the end of having them, because, you know, every 6 to 8 weeks, you'd have to get them redone, because they grow out.
I have trouble wearing a denim jacket yes. for more than a few hours. Like, I am so sensitive to, like...
Because it pulls away touch. From your scalp, so, like, and you can't really wear your hair up at all.
Yeah.
So, like, when I started going to the gym a lot, that became, like, a huge issue, because, like, you kind of sweat through it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you get that sort of, like, mm-hmm. general... even if you think you didn't get that sweaty,
you did.
A lot of your hair is just absorbing a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And your clothes too.
Yep.
So yeah, no, I totally get that. And what about see, I think your hair is beautiful now and you get compliments a lot. I've been with you when you have.
Thank you.
But what do you have like a thing feeling of like when what your favorite hair is of all time?
I think I really like my hair now. I think that this is like the best it's been in my life. Probably.
I would say the same.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's pretty, just if you look at like over pictures of like old hairstyles that you had and you're like, oh, that's what I decided to do. And I remember my grandma used to be a hairstylist, you know, so every time I would come home to Milwaukee and see her and I'd have all these like crazy hairs like we've talked about. Like short platinum blonde, like all sorts of different colors and whatever.
Wow. That's cool though.
She would say, oh, so that's how they're wearing their hair in Minneapolis these days. Like it was pretty hilarious. Awesome. So yeah, I kind of had a reputation for like weird stuff. So this is, you know, my hair is just past my shoulder length. I have bangs.
Are you itching?
It's just, no, I like it. Like, good. I think I just want to keep it growing a little bit even because I've never had long hair that's just been my own. It's always been somebody else's on my head.
Yeah, I can't. No, I have really bad, like, I can't do like nails, like mm-hmm. I can't do that stuff. I don't know why. It's just something about my ability to handle, I don't even know, physical.
Yeah,
what is it? Sensory stuff,
probably.
Yeah. So but I feel the same way about my hair. I actually cut off like 6 or 8 inches.
It looks so good
here. I love it. And I was having trouble conditioning it after I swam every day last summer. So I just cut it off.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't get a deep enough condition. And I would rather have super short hair than like crispy hair. Like I really want it to be soft more than anything. But then in the last few weeks, I've noticed it's down, like it's hitting my back again because I can feel that with a dress because it's been warmer. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you don't love your current hairstyle the most ever, then maybe you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's...
How often do you wash your hair, though?
I wash it like every... like once a week, twice a week. But...
Do you use a lot of products in your hair?
No. I just use like one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on the day. But yeah. On a typical day, I use like one, like a cream.
Like a styling cream?
Like a styling cream. And it just helps because I have really coarse hair. Mm-hmm. So it's really frizzy if I don't put anything in it. And so, which has been fun for over the years for like Halloween costumes and stuff. But it's,
oh, awesome.
It really, like, they're in the middle of summer when it's really humid, I have to have like a fan running. And then I usually finish it by opening the freezer.
Wow.
I'm like standing by the freezer. Like, it is incredibly frizzy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I just put stuff in it. And it has tamed down over the years. But it's, it is really curly and frizzy and... wavy and
wow.
Puffy.
If I that like, is like brush the exact over... opposite of my hair.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
exact opposite. I have wash my hair probably 2 to 3 times a week, and it just I think it gets kind of gross from sweating a lot, and then also like I do use quite. I use like a styling cream, and then I have like a finishing cream that I use, and I use hairspray too. So after a few days, it's like, okay, we gotta take that stuff out a little bit.
Anymore.
Yeah.
It's just kind of
like I said, I have fine hair. I have a lot of it, but it's straight. It's not like straight. So like you can't just like leave it and it would be straight. You have to blow it out, and because it's got like a little bit of kink to it. And then I usually take a flat iron and do the flat iron waves. Have you ever done that? Like
no, but I'd love to learn.
I learned from YouTube, from the videos on the YouTube. My hairstylist, the lovely Carly McInerney.
She's great.
She would always do it after she cut my hair, and I could never replicate it. So finally, I just looked it up on the internet and studied a bunch of YouTube videos, and it works. Like,
yeah, that's how I learned how to cut my bangs with two YouTube videos.
Because
yeah.
It's, you know, with a curling iron, you get like a different kind of. It's a more tight,
mm-hmm.
when like you Miss just America. Wrap it or whatever. Yeah. So the straightener actually for curling is interesting. That's what I do.
Because the straightener has like the soft edges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you just pull it through, so it just creates this real soft, kind of
beachy
waves.
I have been able to create those with my like 1-inch barrel curling mm-hmm. iron, but one of the tricks is you don't curl the
ends,
the final quarter inch mm-hmm. on the ends, so that has that natural like
straight,
and then you pull it down once you curl it, you pull it down. Right when it's hot.
Yep, and straighten it a little bit.
That has helped. But I also have like some wave to start, so I only do like
a little bit.
10 like curls.
There's this interesting thing I found too that I've done successfully a couple times, but I've slept on it and I feel like it would be better if you did it in the morning. And it was if you wash and dry your hair, blow dry your hair 96%, that's what they say, and then you take a headband and you put the headband on around your head, and there's a video of this too we can link to.
Oh, cool.
Put the headband on around your head, pull your bangs out if you've got them, and then you take like a section of your hair and wrap it through the headband.
Yes.
And then just kind of build it all the way around and then start on the other side and then meets in the back, and then leave that in. The girls on the video said she left it in for like 3 hours. She went and like, it was like a Saturday morning. She went and went about her business, like made breakfast, like cleaned out her car, whatever.
Yeah.
And then when she took it out, she had basically the same effect as, beachy waves, but it was non-heat.
Yeah. I do that, but with those little clips.
Oh, yeah.
Those tiny clips, because I have too much hair to do in a headband. It just all falls out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I use those, like, I twist it back and then I... use the those little baby
that's a clips. Great idea.
And then I'm able to do the sections that, because the underneath is really curly and the top is less curly. It's really weird.
That's fascinating.
So like this crown part is more straight, and it's mostly been since I had kids.
But the hormones change.
But I use those little baby ones because then I'm able to sort of control, and also I like my hair to be messy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that if I do the same ones over and over, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it looks like the same pattern. So I want to do it like alternating.
Yeah.
And that it helps because then you can do it wherever. And then I also usually take one and just let my bangs dry away from my face because then when they fall, they're not like they're not fully in my face. They're more like a lot off to the side a little bit.
You have good hair.
Thanks. Well, I really have had to learn how to work it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I try when someone has a product like on a trip or a girlfriend has something, I always I'm like, can I try that? Because then I don't have to buy the whole bottle. But I usually find that mixing too.
So here's the thing to note. If you ever go to Sephora.
I love Sephora.
I do too. I could. That's my Mecca. They will make you a sample of anything that you want to try. Like they actually prefer that you ask for a sample of because they want to make sure that it's a thing that you actually, you know, want or are interested in using. So they have tons of hair care products. Cool. And actually the one I really like is the Jennifer Aniston. Why can't I think of what it's
Living called? Proof?
Yes, Living Proof. That they have a finishing cream that is like amazing.
I believe it.
And that's what I use on the regs. But yeah, if you go there and ask them for a sample of anything, they will do that. And that's a really good way to try new products too.
That's great. Cause mm-hmm. I haven't, and those Living Proof products are expensive.
I know this finishing cream is like $25 for a,
I know I bought the, thing. I bought the hairspray mm-hmm. without knowing. Yeah. And it's the only thing I have to say about the hairspray. And that's probably cause it's a spray version is that it's, super, super perfumey.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad smell, but it's over the top and it lasts a little bit. And I always like come downstairs and, or if I've just put it in and I get in my friend's car, I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just sprayed that. It'll hairspray. Dissipate a little bit, but, and for events and stuff I do, but I don't typically use mm-hmm. hairspray. Not all the time. If my
You're
bangs
lucky.
Are like, well, if my bangs are like, you know, won't stay out of my
Girl,
face.
Girl, I got to spray the shh out of this. I woke up like this.
No, you didn't.
I actually did.
I didn't either.
I'm wearing last night's makeup, just so you know.
You always are.
I know. I'm so bad.
I mean, I didn't notice.
I'm so bad.
But
like,
I
just
did
wash
notice.
Your face at night. I sometimes just can't. It's like, I'm too tired.
I have not ever once slept with my makeup on.
Oh,
I can't amazing. Do it. I wake up in the middle of the night and I feel like, is there a horror movie with a guy that has like his eyes sewn shut or something?
Yeah.
I feel like that guy.
It's so easy to wash your face, but sometimes it's so hard.
Do you ever use the wipes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say I'm a 80% face washer at night. It's just, it's usually like if I come home from a show or something, I'm like, I'm so beat. And I just want to like crash a bit. Plus, I have to walk my dog at night. So it's just like there's too many things. Anyway, we're digressing from this subject.
That's okay. No, it is about, you know, just like self-care.
Yeah. But I sleep with my hair in a ponytail. Do you do that?
I do when I know that the next day is something where, you know, I'm going to want my hair to be more
voluminous.
Yeah. Yep. I do
every night and it's partially for that reason, but also because I don't like to, I feel like I get caught up in my hair sleeping, you know, like it gets all in around and stuff.
Oh,
so I sleep with a ponytail directly on the top of my head.
Yeah. And I like to, but I find sometimes it gets a little throbby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I also don't like the feeling of the creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The creep.
How do you feel about bangs?
I like bangs. I just can't have them in the summer.
Really?
No, because it creates like a little microclimate under them. And there's like some fungi like having a party
on your
with
forehead.
Some oil and some dirt. And it like I lift up my bangs and like I have like a full forehead of acne.
Really?
Uh-huh. Like I must have sensitive skin.
That's fascinating.
But I can have them in the winter.
Wow.
And I like the way they look. I like the way they kind of like
yeah.
point at your eyes and your cheekbones. Like it makes my face look really angular, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about, and I also have a cowlick right here on the right, which you can kind of see it gets like a little
where your
curl.
Part line is kind of.
Yeah. So I part there because I can't not because it's a really strong mm-hmm. one. So yeah. So I like them a lot. I just can't have them in the winter and I love them on other people.
I love bangs.
Yeah, they look great.
Bangs changed my life.
They look so good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't, like, I remember, I think I got bangs probably about 10 years ago, but I but I did like the side swoop, you know, the side swoop bang. So I had a side part.
You had a serious side swoop.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Well, I had, this is the one I had blonde hair too. And I had a side part, side swoop bangs. And it was like a really big dough. And I got them cut because I was like, oh my God, should I get bangs or not? Like, these are the life choices you're faced with as an adult. And I've just never gone back. I don't know. I think bangs make it look like you have a hairstyle sometimes.
Yeah.
Yep. And I, looking even at pictures from a year ago, because it's only been a year since I've had blunt bangs, and looking at pictures before that, it's like, ooh, I'm glad I went this direction.
Yeah.
Like, coming off of the side swoop bangs, it's like, okay, that ran its course.
Well, and you don't know until you do it.
I don't know. And my hairstylist kept trying to convince me, and I was like, I don't know. I've never had... I don't know. And I'm so thankful.
Okay.
So thankful.
Yeah. You can get experts.
Bangs. Yeah.
You know, like, rely on them.
Yeah.
Rely right. Like, on that's them. My total theory is like, people are good at things that I'm not good at. And I should always, mm-hmm. you know, and if I trust them otherwise, like, yep. trust their expertise.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I can't, there's no way to be good at everything.
Yes.
But like,
ma'am.
If she says something, I'm usually like, you're probably
right. And the thing I've learned is that hair always grows back. So even when you're 19 and you get roped into a Rocco Altavelli hair show and you roll up there and they say something to you, you roll up with your blonde shoulder length, hot rollered hair, and they say something to you like, how do you feel about like shorter in the back, longer in the front? And you say, that sounds great. And you think you're going to have like a little angular bob, and suddenly you come out of there with like a short buzz cut up the back just to your eyebrows in the front haircut. All your hair just got cut off in front of you, and you had no idea that was going to happen. You weren't even prepped for that.
It sounds like Rocco Altavelli.
Oh my God.
It sounds like they're like,
I have pictures of this. We can put it up. It's bad.
You're so brave.
That was, you just, it grows back. Okay. But that was like a huge life altering thing for me, mostly because I wasn't prepared. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, mentally prepared to be like, you're going to have all your hair cut off. And perception, people's perceptions of you kind of changes in that. I remember feeling
like, I didn't know, like, you were that kind of girl.
Yeah. Or like, I remember feeling like people with long hair get treated differently than people with short hair. It was a very weird discovery moment.
It is emotional. Like, I have attachments to my long hair. I'm very aware of them.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever get away with short hair. Probably because of the curl and the coarseness.
Well, and just like who you are. I mean, it, like, you're like a flowy person. You know what I mean? Like, no, I mean, that's like your embodiment. Like, it's, that's
softness and.
Yeah, just like floaty and, yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. I do. I think about bangs a lot because I don't mm-hmm. want to have like that mop. You know totally. What I mean? But if I keep the front sort of like layered,
it's perfect.
Then it works. But yeah, it's just like, it is definitely an attachment. And I don't know if I ever will break it or want to. I don't think it's a super negative. Right. I just think it is definitely present.
Agreed.
Yeah. Do you color your hair? Did you?
Oh, girl.
Like, do you? When girl. Did you start? If you do, I hate that question. Like, your hair, you color it. What color do you use? Or I think it's a little bit. I think when you get into your 30s, it's a little sensitive because when you're in your 20s, you're coloring your hair for fun.
Right. Oh God. I have gray hair up the wazoo.
And then when you get to, I don't know what, 30, depends on the person mm-hmm. because some people gray immediately. Yep. But I feel like it's becomes a little bit like, how old are you?
Yeah, I started getting highlights, my blonde highlights, in high school. My mom would take me to do that.
Oh.
And then I was a platinum for a long time, so I actually did a lot of that coloring myself. I would go to Sally Beauty Supply and buy the bleach and the toner and the...
Holy cow, that's a huge commitment.
Yeah, and I would literally mix it all up in the laboratory, aka my bathroom, and then do my own platinum blonde hair. And then thankfully I grew out of that phase, and realized that it was too expensive to stay blonde. Even, you know, I think as you get older, your hair kind of gets darker. Mm-hmm. And so roots would grow in really fast because my hair was getting darker mm-hmm. naturally. I was yeah. a blonde growing up.
I remember when I stopped coloring my, or didn't doing my highlights, it was $190.
Yeah, it's insane.
A pop. And I was just like, I started to have different priorities mm-hmm. for money.
Yep.
You know, and, too much. And just thinking like, I can't do that
anymore. I would love to be a blonde again, but it's too expensive. And so I went dark in like 2007. I've just sort of stayed there. And my hair, it's a lot easier. Like it grows in kind of similar, but I do have a lot of gray now. It's not overpowering, but it's there. You can see it. The light reflects. And last time I went in, I got a little bit of an ombre. So we're working that. This is just the first. It's a little orangey at the tips because I was dark for so long. And oh. so we're now I have my next appointment is May 2nd. It's coming up.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I think about it a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't. I use one of those. I'm lucky that most of my grays are like in a little patch mm-hmm. underneath where I part. It's like a little Jay Leno.
Ooh, thing. Like so a Stacey.
I use, from Stacey and Clinton show, What Not to Wear. But I use one of those, like, it's meant for roots.
It's oh,
like
nice.
A root kit.
Yeah.
So I just use that. So it's like a mini coloring kit.
That's pretty awesome.
And I alternate every other time. I use like the lighter one and then the darker one. So I always end That's up with cool. like this sort of balayage
yeah.
effect, which my colorist or my hair cutter is just like, I'll let you know when it stops working, but for now it's
That's
working.
That's great.
And it's like $4.
That is awesome.
And so, and I'm starting to notice more like around my ears mm-hmm. and stuff, but with this like thick hair, it doesn't really,
yeah,
you know, and I don't know. I also, once in a while, will use my, if I see a big one sticking up, I'll use my eyebrow brush.
Oh, yeah.
To sort of tame it down. Or the, you know, the stuff that you use, your eyebrow brush usually yep. has like a pencil and then like the other end is like yep. almost like thin mascara. Yep. And so I'll use that and just like pull it through wow. on that dark or that light hair.
That's amazing.
Dana, a friend of mine, taught me that she went gray pretty early and colors, and she's a master. Like you would never guess. And
wow.
And so... She taught me about that. She also uses one of those. It's almost like a hair chalk. I think it's in a pot.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this.
Yeah. And then you can buy the chalks in like blue and turquoise. Right. But you can also buy them in brown and
black.
Yeah. And others. And I think some people's hair, it works for better. Like if they have more fine, but lots. Maybe like yours. Mm-hmm. Where it's like you can't see their scalp very much. Mm-hmm. And I think that's who those chalks will work for better.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, they work really well. And there's a certain brand that I think they sell at Sephora that
okay.
is really popular. But it's, I mean, for in-betweens.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Well, and I schedule my appointments pretty much on the mark 8 weeks. Because
yeah, you just
like,
schedule the last
how,
one when you
that's
leave.
That's how long. Like, usually I have to stop in for a bang trim or I'll cut my own bangs, which is a bad idea. But this time I made it in for a bang trim about a week ago.
It's hard to get in for those. Mm-hmm. But the real, I learned how to cut my bangs when they were like yours on mm-hmm. YouTube, like this kind of.
Yeah,
vertical.
You just cut straight up. That's exactly what I do.
Yeah, the cut. So you kind of get that uh-huh. Uneven look. Uh-huh. It's not like.
Oh my God. Tape, don't take ever. The scotch tape and put it across your forehead and then just that. Cut a straight line like my entire childhood. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I do, you know, I had someone say the other day, just like, you know, like if you get tired of your hair, like just it only takes like 6 minutes to curl it.
Mm-hmm.
Just right. Like just different. Schedule the time to curl it and you always like your hair better.
Yep.
If you just put a few in just to get it up and away from your face, it just looks so much better.
Agreed.
I know I'm going to have to start fully coloring soon. I don't know if I'm going to have the guts to do it in the salon and like sit there and
you know what
pay for
I actually
it.
Really look forward to that time and
oh because it's
yep I for one it's just I love my stylist like we are friends you know and yeah, we've never hung too. Out outside of we've never hung out outside of the salon mm-hmm. but we know everything about each other's lives and so we have you know I'm usually there 2+ hours 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
And when I had extensions, I was there 4 hours, and we would just have so much to talk about and laugh and have a blast. And that's I adore her. So actually, that's like the time that we get to hang out, you know?
Yeah.
And so I did really look forward to it. And, you know, and I've gone to other people where it hasn't necessarily been that way. And that's kind of a huge time commitment, you know?
I have a theory about stylists that they sort of expire.
Yeah.
They can, like, in the phases of your life, sort of, where people will try and they feel badly about breaking up with someone, but really that all of a sudden...
Or you get priced out. I mean, that's happened to me a few times where...
Or you move.
I started with someone when they were kind of like a junior stylist, and then they worked their way up to master stylist, and I was like, yo, I can't afford to pay $75 for a haircut. Like, this is ridiculous. So Carly, who I see, you know... I get a cut in color. It's usually around 120. It's, you know, actually, I think it's like 105. And then with tip and everything, it's usually like 125 or something. But, which I think is great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And,
my cuts are 75. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But I only cut my hair like twice a year.
Right.
And I go in for like she thins out the back a little bit so it doesn't look triangular.
Totally.
Yeah.
But that's just
reasonable.
Yep. I adore her as a person. So it's like a joy and a pleasure to spend that time with her.
It is self-care when you get down to it.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's much more that than vanity.
Agreed.
To feel like confident and...
And she's actually like putting herself through nursing school right now too. So, and she's a mom. And so I just like love everything that she's doing, and I love hearing about it too. So.
Yeah. That's great.
It is.
Yeah. The lady that cuts my hair also cuts the boys' hair.
Nice.
And she loves them and talks to them, like, and they get to talk to her for, you know, an hour about stuff they want. And she asks like a million questions. She's really good at it.
That's
so
awesome.
I stopped. We had a bad experience like a couple years ago at Kids Hair where it was just like, and that we had pretty good experiences. Mm-hmm. Like I would describe it like no straight across. Like I want it to be, you know.
Your boys have such good hair too.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. But just like that, you know, bad experience once.
Mm-hmm.
Plus when Aiden's in fifth grade now, like I said earlier, and he's like, you know, it's a little bit more sensitive. Like it's
we're not style, his own thing.
Yeah, we're not at the point anywhere where it doesn't matter at all what your hair looks like. So yeah, so it's good.
And do they style their hair? Like, do they do anything to it? Or are they just like...
They comb it and brush. They're in charge of like brushing it and parting it how they want. And then I've taught, Coleman has really like stick straight, a light wave. And then this like, I'm sure this color that people would pay thousands of dollars for. It's like this medium blonde, golden blonde. Yeah. But Aiden has my hair. So I've taught him how to use like a small amount of product, like every so often.
Just to tame it a little bit.
Yeah. Because he just gets like, he has like ringlets.
Oh.
It's adorable. So we actually are due for a little trim up.
What about body hair?
Oh, I have less of it.
Yeah.
Over the years. Like it's thinning, which is nice. And like the places, they're not kidding when they say like if you pluck your eyebrows.
They don't grow back.
Yeah. And so but the good news is I never over plucked them. And they now like the spaces I don't want to grow back aren't growing back.
That's cool.
That's kind of nice. You know?
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden I noticed, I was like, hey, I'm not really doing that very much anymore. Like these like ones underneath. In between my eyelashes and my eyebrows. You know, what's funny is that like I kind of didn't on purpose, but just decided to not shave my legs all winter.
Really?
It was weird. Yeah. It got to like, I don't know, like 3/4 of an inch and then stopped growing.
Really?
Yep. It just didn't get any longer than that. And it was probably like 2 months, month and a half or 2 months. It was only uncomfortable for like the first 2 weeks. And then I wear tights or thick like leggings all winter. And so I don't.
It's like, not even an issue.
Yeah. No, never. And if it was, like, who am I hanging out with?
Yeah.
So.
Good point. Yeah.
So, yeah. What about you? Do you wax?
I am thinking about it.
I liked it when I did.
Yeah.
It's just so nice. It lasts forever.
I get so nervous.
Yeah, well, I get nervous that I'm going to get ingrowns.
Uh-huh.
You know? But they only have better than ever treatments.
Okay.
That's what my friend Dana says. She's sort of the beauty guru in my life. But she, So she uses like a thing that, you know, like there's like a buffer and then like a topical thing.
Yeah.
That you can put on. She goes to the refinery in
Digital. Oh, yeah. I know a bunch of people who go there.
I guess it's really reasonable.
Yeah. For prices and yeah. stuff.
Because it can get really expensive. Yep. So
I'll have to look into that.
I did my armpits for years. And
waxing?
It was great. I didn't do my own. You can't do your own armpits, really. But it's just so, that especially is so nice because then you just never have to think about having that like ouchy cut in there or something from a new razor,
too. Oh, my God. I know. Yeah. Shaving is kind of,
it's expensive. Razors are really expensive, too.
Yeah, thing you just have to do. Or don't have to do, but like feel like you have to. I don't know.
It does feel better.
It does.
I don't feel constrained by it.
I come from a family though that doesn't have. If we're not heavily haired, so like my dad and my brother's legs don't. It looks like they shave their legs. They don't have like a lot of hair on them. So I don't in turn, and even like my arms and stuff, I don't. It, like I don't have a lot of body hair that just like shows up. Plus my body hair is all blonde. My eyebrows included. So yeah. I have to pencil in my eyebrows.
I am half and half. Mm-hmm. So my arm hair is like a redhead's, like super fair. And then my leg hair is black.
Wow.
Is that even a thing?
That's fascinating. Yeah.
That's like I'm like half horse, half man.
That's amazing. Yeah. My leg hair can get really long. You don't even know that it's there because it's so light.
Yeah. That's nuts.
It is.
I was a man this winter. Like I had man legs. They were like full on, like poking out of the bottom of my leggings when, you know, like I would see it and be like, oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
Because my skin is like nearly, it's like off white.
That's amazing.
It's ecru.
I love it.
Yeah. I love it too. Even when I shave though, I can see like, I can, you know, my legs.
Did you have to like cut it with the scissors first and then shave?
I didn't.
You know,
I
like they do on men's like beards or whatever. They like cut it down and then shave it.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I probably should have. But I shaved kind of over like three showers.
Yeah, because how do you get it all out? Yeah.
I just did like the, you know, ankle to knee pit.
Yes.
First. It worked out okay. But yeah, it was like a new awakening. It was like I was taking off a whole skin when I did that shower this spring.
You're like, silky smooth.
Yeah, seriously.
That's amazing.
So what about, do you find yourself attracted to men with certain hair?
Yes.
And then also,
I know exactly what the haircut is.
Tell me that. And also tell me what is when you see a woman, like what is like your ultimate jealous hair? Like hair that is not yours, hair that is almost yours.
So the men's haircut I love is the one where it's like super tight on the sides in the back. And then they've got this like, it's like the total like lumber sexual haircut, you know?
Yeah.
Like the hair that sort of like flips over to the side. And it's like product. It's
a little bit throwback.
But yeah. I just think it is so attractive.
Nice.
I love that.
I love that. Yeah, I love people's personal preferences so much.
So like that City Pages cover, like the lumber sexual.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You loved him? With the beard?
Yep.
Do you like beards?
Yeah, I do like the beards.
Yeah, I do.
As long as there is like, I like kept, kempt. Is that the right words? Kempt.
Yeah.
Like it's not unruly necessarily. Like a ZZ Top beard to me is not attractive.
Right. Yeah.
Or like once it gets real scraggly and whatever. But I do think there's something very masculine about a beard and I like it. As far as female hairs that I think about, man, it's anything that just looks really healthy, I think I really dig. I do not like hair that's like that looks overly styled or overly processed. Although sometimes really blonde styles can be really cool, like a Gwen Stefani kind of blonde, you know, I think that can look really cool. So I don't think always, but
I agree.
Like a perfectly coiffed old school Kim Kardashian, that is not anything I'm interested in at all. It's like mess it up.
Or like curled all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
Or
it's like,
I always say big hair pretending to be small hair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where it's like back combed.
Yes.
Where it's like puffed up from their scalp. Like that always freaks me out a little bit. Like what else are they hiding?
It's like too done.
I like a little bit of messy.
Natural and messy, I feel like. You know, it's like you live a life. You know, you're doing this. Jennifer Aniston always has good hair. I feel like she does.
She does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has like a good color. Sometimes her skin is too tan for me. Mm-hmm. Like just
it's true.
Looks, but I know she likes the sun. Mm-hmm. But I don't like it when it's like everything's the same color. Mm-hmm. You know, like the hair is the same color as the skin's the same color.
Give it a little bit of depth.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, but she does have beautiful mm-hmm. hair. Yeah, I always like a little bit. I'm a total Giselle.
Oh yeah.
Like I love like a roughness that's yep. Not perfect. Like I always have one thing a little bit off.
And Taylor Swift always has good hair too.
Yeah. Like when she has like if I have a formal dress on, I never also mm-hmm. perfectly do my hair. Mm-hmm. Like I want it to be like wavy and touchable.
Her little bob that she has going on now.
It's adorable.
It's a good hairstyle.
Yeah. It's a slightly, like the slightest bit shorter in the back. Mm-hmm. And that just adds like a fullness, mm-hmm. I think, to it. But yeah, no, that's my hair. Like, and I don't like the blonde. I don't want blonde highlights. I don't want that.
That's too 90s for me.
Yeah. But I love that messiness of it.
Yep.
Where it's just beautiful hair. It doesn't matter where right. you're going.
But here's the thing. If I could have a hairstylist that would do my hair every day too, I bet my hair would be amazing. But we're working with what we got and we're doing it ourselves and it still is pretty good. So
yeah,
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine like the magic that could happen if you had a crew of people,
a blowout
responsible for yeah. making you look good every day. Like,
yeah, I can't blow out the back of my hair at no. all. Like I can't even
it's
reach
so hard,
it.
I know.
Cause it's like super wavy and coarse. Mm-hmm. So when I go to blow it out, I'm always like, you're a magician.
Yeah.
Cause I can't even reach that far out, especially when it was longer.
Agreed. Oh my God, it's too much work.
Men's hair. Yeah.
What's your favorite men's haircut though?
I don't know. I like it to be like a little bit wavy and like feathery. Not feathery pushed back, but like, you know, those little like tendrils.
Yes.
But not like curly. So I like that sort of look. Like I like a little bit of a rough look.
I like that too.
You know, like a little bit.
Like
not,
a life well lived.
Yeah. Like, you know, whatever it is. But I'm mostly like, I like a whole thing that works. But I don't want to touch it and have it be hard.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh. Like the, yeah.
I want to be able
crusty.
To have it. Yeah, I don't think, I am the kind of girl who doesn't want a guy to use more stuff than I do. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Like a Pauly D from, Jersey Shore.
Oh, like the gel tanner and
like his hair went stuff, straight up.
Axe body from wash. Here,
like the whole straight up. The whole.
Yeah,
thing.
I don't want to touch that.
Oh, does anybody? Probably. Sorry.
I
yes,
don't know.
I'm sure there's at least one person.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they just like the way it looks enough to deal with the fact that they have to touch it.
I will tell you, there is one funny story I have about when I had extensions. Maybe did we talk about this one? I don't know if we did.
I think I know where you're going.
Yeah. Well, I was on a date with a nice gentleman and we started to get friendly with each other and he took his hands and tried to run them through my hair and I was like, I wasn't ready to have that discussion yet.
Yeah.
You know, so he put his hands into my hair and I just like stopped, you know, we were like making out or whatever, I like
yeah.
stopped and I just was like
by the way,
he goes what is that? I was like, I have extensions. And I was like, I just didn't feel like it. I needed to tell you yet because we weren't at that point of our relationship
yeah.
yet. But
yeah.
like that, having extensions makes those kinds of moments like real interesting because you have to take special care of your hair.
Yeah. And like one of the most sensual things is like having like a hand mm-hmm. like kind of up in your like back
in your
business
neck
and that like
for that's, sure.
That's a real sensation and like one I really love. So I can't
yeah,
imagine that.
It was. At that point, I didn't have a lot going on in my life in that regard, so it wasn't too big of a deal. But but now, I mean...
that's why you got rid of your extensions.
That's why I was like, girl, we got to cut these out. You know, that was a really funny thing. I was like, oh, by the way. So anyway, that just made
sort
me think
of that.
Sort of
like just getting your houses in order.
Yeah.
That's maybe, one of your houses.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Like wanting to reveal everything about yourself and not have to like hold anything back. Because mm-hmm. you're more likely to be vulnerable. And that's one of...
It's funny. We recently reconnected like, I don't know, a few months ago. And I was like, I have my own hair now only. It was funny.
I love it. Well, these are my updates.
Yeah. He was like, congrats. I don't know.
Aww.
It was funny.
I love it. Well, you always had your own hair. You just also
had other people's had hair. A lovely hair. Woman or man from another part of the country, or another part of the world.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have South Floridian hair.
Yes. It's a real interesting thing. You've probably seen Good Hair, though, right? Have you seen that documentary, Chris Rock documentary, Good Hair?
I haven't.
Okay, you need to watch it. It is fascinating.
Oh, I should.
It's all about, he's made it because his daughters were... talking about how they didn't like their hair, you know, as African American
wow.
little black girls, like, and he was like, yeah. I'm not doing this. And so we went on this whole thing just about like the hair industry and it oh. you know, so it's like about like black women and a lot about the black hair industry, but also white women too. And but it talks a lot about like fake hair and where mm-hmm. that comes from, and like, and a lot of it is sort of like this religious experience, you know, certain religions, like you have to grow your hair out until a certain age and then they just shave your hair off. And then that hair, the churches or the religious places, whatever they are, will sell the hair, and that's how they make money off of people's hair.
What?
Yeah. It's fascinating.
I gotta watch that.
It's super interesting.
Wow. That, and just the idea of like, it's just like, you know, getting a facelift or a boob job or,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's no other way. You can't grow it. So you have to add it yeah. in. But that's just like silicone implants. I mean, if you think about it,
that's
is it
what's
a severe...
next for me, girl.
Oh,
just kidding.
Fancy.
Just kidding.
I'm going to get silicone armpit hair plants.
Oh, my God. If you could get one plastic surgery without being judged and you had unlimited income, what would it be?
I would probably lift my breasts.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because after nursing,
yep.
you lose a lot of the fat pad at like the top, yep. like, you know, right below yep. your natural chest.
That's a good one.
So I would just bring them up. And not that I don't want to wear a bra, but yeah,
yeah,
probably.
I think I would get an eyebrow lift.
What? No, you're not allowed to change your face.
No, I, but an eyebrow
I love
lift,
your face.
No, hold up. An eyebrow lift is real minimal. Okay. Cause people always think I look angry all the time because I have a mouth that naturally frowns.
Oh, got it.
You know how some people have mouths that naturally smiles? Mm-hmm. My mouth naturally frowns. It's just what it is. And then I have heavier eyebrows. So I look, if I'm not smiling, I look angry all the time, and I'm not. So if you just like took this little, just a little bit, just like a tiny, just a smidge, it makes it less angry on the eyebrow. So I'm not talking about like surprise brows or something where it's like,
I know
this, you know, I it's know. Like just a little.
I just am such a big face girl.
Just a nip.
Yeah. Well, let's try some like highlighter below your brow.
Oh, girl, I do that every day.
And meanwhile, I'll put highlighter on top of my breasts.
Speaking of highlighter, I learned people contour their collarbones now. So, you know, like face contouring, which
yeah.
I love. I'm a big fan.
In the one episode I watched, she put the highlight right here and right here.
I didn't know. That's the thing. You can like bronze your collarbone and highlight it and make it look like.
I've seen it in the decolletage before, too.
I didn't know.
Like right here, yeah. like when you have a push-up bra on.
Yeah.
If you're like dating or, you know.
So like me.
Right.
I have to start doing this now.
Well, I don't know if I would do
I'm
the
not
brown.
Doing it. Yeah.
But I have done the little like collarbone. Yeah. I've done that.
I've never done that. I didn't know. I
oh
learned
my gosh.
It
nice.
Just this week. That was a big thing. So anyway.
Well, let's wrap up.
All right.
Because it was great to talk about that, though. It's like there's so many feelings that are attached to mm-hmm. that. It's not just the stuff that goes out of our head.
Agreed. So thanks for joining us today. You're the best.
You're the best.
Oh my gosh. This is Jen, and you can find me on the internet at jenshaw.com. Or on Twitter at jenshaw.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. This is Kate, and you can find me at clever-kate.com or on Twitter at cleverkate.
You can find this podcast on mathishard.net or anywhere you listen to podcasts, including iTunes.
Wow.
Amazing.
XOXO.
JK. The end.